Blog Talk Radio. It is Tuesday night, October 25th, 2022. We are in the city of Chicago on the northwest side. My friend is coming from the attic over at Al, the knee park. I'm over here by Six Corner. In SoPo, as one of the locals told me, Portage Park on the southern end. Gonna change aldermen. I'm getting a new ward, Al, starting the new year.
Holy cow.
Follow us on Twitter at Larcher Lawrenson. You can follow him at Larcher Than Life. And you can follow me at Clark in Chicago. Just realized that those folks watching, you're still seeing the title card there, as you can call it, I guess. Let's see about changing that up a little bit.
Holy cow!
What's up, Rager?
Hey, let's do this. Hey, happy Tuesday, Al. This is Alfred Ferdinand Larcher III.
Well, thank you, Clark. It's a Bears win. Post-game show, really. I mean, it happened just last night.
Victory Tuesday. Yeah. Glorious. Absolutely.
There's really no winning on a Tuesday. I mean, it's like one of the worst days of the week, really. You know, if you had a day draft, this would probably be, I think it's the last pick of the draft, to be honest.
Really? Tuesday's the worst. Like, Mondays can be kind of rough for me. Mondays can definitely be difficult for me. Today,
but you know what you're getting into Mondays. You know? Yeah. Like, I mean, you know it's going to be bad. And then, you know, Tuesday's just like you're piling on. It's like there's no escaping from what was Monday.
Right. Well, and then, you know, the thing about today is here in Chicago, of course, you know, we had the out-of-season weather all weekend. We were in the 70s. And I know it got hot up there in the attic for you the other day when we did the Friday show for sure. But we dropped to 10 degrees, and it rained all damn day. And I saw you last night. We gathered for the game, and I told you, I was like, I'm gonna work from home. And then this morning, like a fool, I get on my bike, and I ride it to work in that damn cold rain.
Yeah, I would have stayed home. The cat was between my legs. We were playing the new mod on RimWorld. You know, the bright, you know, I started. I've never kept slaves in RimWorld. I've always been... I've always been of the belief that you shouldn't have slaves, but I've decided to start a little more of a slave colony because of my religion calls for it. So, you know, I had some slaves going, and we were waiting on the rain. We were praying. The cat and I were praying for the rain because it got so damn hot up here. You know, it was 87 degrees most of the last couple of days. Couldn't sleep during the day. We can't have this unseasonable stuff. It's uncalled for. It really is. It's out of place. Doesn't belong. And I hope it gets mild again. You know, I'm not asking for cold. I'm just asking for mild, like today.
Right.
You know, maybe not so much rain, but.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on one second. How do you spell Belichick?
B-E-L-I-C-H-I-C-K.
All right, yeah, all right. Good. That's what I'm going with here. Today, of course, last night denied Matt Eberflus, as Bill Belichick said in the postgame presser. He said Matt Eberflus outcoached him in that game yesterday.
Yeah, because Bill Belichick is such a classy man. I do not understand the hate for Bill Belichick. I just don't get it.
You've always been a fan.
The man is the epitome of, like, working class, you know, dedicated to his job. You know, he got a shitty job with the Cleveland Browns and, you know, was fired. And it looked like things were shitty for him. He gets hired by this pompous rich guy in Robert Kraft. And he basically tells the guy, hey, look, I could do this, but you got to stay the hell out of the way. He does it. The guy wins, what, 6 Super Bowls? I mean, come on. He's the greatest coach of all time. The dude is nothing but class. You know, he didn't have to say, man, Eberflus outcoached him. But he did because he's a classy dude, you know.
Yeah.
He nothing but nice things. He even told Eberflus in their little conversation after the game that, you know, he likes what he's doing here and he's a good coach. So,
yeah, that's great. It was great. They had a meeting. One of the longest meetings that you'll ever see Bill Belichick do after a game. There was a long embrace, a long little chat. I mean, I thought maybe they were going to, you know, press conferences, you know, for a little while. It was really interesting.
Eberflus said it was obviously a private conversation, but I can generalize and say that he was complimentary of the way we're doing things and what we're building here. That was what the whole conversation was, and it was just complimentary of how we were doing things.
Oh, that's great.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't get the Belichick hate.
Like,
people hate greatness.
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, there were a lot of people who hated Phil Jackson and the Chicago Bulls. You know, Phil Jackson did it with the Bulls.
That guy was a hippie.
Did it with? Oh yeah, it makes you just horrible, huh?
I think it was burning incense and whatnot.
incense and stuff like those people burning incense and whatnot. You know, and then he did it again with the Lakers, and they just said he always had super teams and whatnot. There's always the conversation: is it Belichick? Was it Brady? And it was both, right?
If you're in a position to get a super team, you must be pretty damn good.
Yeah. I couldn't.
Like, they don't give super teams. Like, Dave Wannstedt was never offered a super team, you know, throughout his coaching career. Maybe the college team. But you just don't get super teams. So you have to have something in order to get there. And, you know, there's so few, like, legitimately good coaches. And, I mean, Phil Jackson was one. Eberflus. Belichick is one. Hopefully Eberflus is one. We'll see. You know.
I play all my season. Whoosh, shit.
I mean, we got ourselves a pretty small sample size so far, but so far, so good. Last night, I mean, one thing they've been good about pretty much all season now, even in the games that they're not performing the best, is adjustments mid-game and being able to shut the other teams down in the second half. There haven't been too many touchdowns scored in the second half of games. Last night, the only time that they were able to get offense going was when you brought in a quarterback that the team hadn't been practicing for, that the team hadn't been expecting. Belichick went gimmicky on it.
Fully true. I mean, they weren't sure which quarterback wasn't really gimmicky. They weren't really sure which quarterback was going to start going into the week. And there really isn't a level difference or a style difference between the two quarterbacks. It's not like one was a running quarterback and the other was a pocket. They're both pocket passers.
What I saw was just two average quarterbacks at best. I mean, that kid, I don't know if that quarterback playing for him is tall enough to play the game. We know that with some Rex Grossman, you know?
Sound like Vince McMahon all of a sudden.
There you go, yeah. I need the big guys. Give me Brock versus, I don't know, is Roman considered a big guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. See?
Bigger than Rex Grossman.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bring up wrestling. I know I don't enjoy wrestling in the way that's appropriate for you, so we won't.
Well, you
just
don't enjoy wrestling, and then you try to shit on other people's enjoyment of it.
No. So, I watch wrestling in the wrong way.
Exactly.
I'm not allowed to watch it.
No.
In the way that I watch it.
That's not correct whatsoever. It's the way you discuss it and mock it with other people. And, like, I'm not the only one who sees it, so it's not just me, you know, projecting this upon you.
You are the only one who's brought it up to me. You are still, to this day, the only person who's brought that up.
Yeah, because Andrew doesn't want to get into it with you. So.
But I don't know why he doesn't ask. Like, maybe ask why I think the way that I do and why I watch things the way that
I do. Well, it's not the way you think, Clark. It's the way you pretend to not understand things that you do understand, you just don't like. And instead of saying, I don't like it, you go, I don't understand it. And that's two very different things. And then you sit there and argue about everything when it's just like, okay, that's your opinion. That's fine. But you don't want to accept other people's opinions. So it's just not enjoyable to have conversations with you about wrestling.
Okay. Good. So I guess I'll not
you
discuss
can watch
it.
There's no problem in the way you watch it. You can watch it any way you want to watch it.
I mean, I watch it. I don't know. I watch it with the idea that, hey, maybe all of this is theater for us. That's what I thought wrestling was. I thought it was
right. But when there's a conversation going on about something that's clearly not talking about the performance, but rather the seriousness of somebody being hurt, then maybe you should change your tone or pick up the context clues as to what is happening. Otherwise, it seems like you're mocking the whole situation.
I don't understand how that happened, especially this last time. Like this recent week, we had yet another falling out about it. And it was when you brought up somebody was hurt, and I thought you were giving me hell. I thought you were joking with me. So when I watched it, I started watching the incident thinking that, oh, this is storyline.
Then well, one of two things, then. You either completely ignore the conversations we have in the chat room and then just inject what you think you want to say, because Andrew started the conversation with a picture of the guy landing on his neck.
I never saw that.
Yeah, there was a picture of a guy landing on his neck. My conversation was, oh, my God, I hope, you know, I'm glad it's just a concussion and the guy doesn't have a broken neck. That's not something you say within a story.
No.
And it's nothing in,
you wouldn't say that?
No, you wouldn't. Okay. You wouldn't go, oh, my God, yeah, look at that. I hope that's a concussion and not a broken neck. And we completely, like, every context clue to the conversation was, okay, this is a legitimate injury. And then you chime in, you're like, oh, this is a brilliant way to end a match. It saves space for both guys.
I mean, it would be.
I guess that's how you book it.
It would be. And when I watched it, it didn't look like anything worse.
Clearly were doing a bit.
I did it while I was watching it. No, I hadn't looked online at anything. It was the morning. I wanted to go look at it. I thought you were talking about storyline. So I started watching it. And as I watched it, I'm texting what I saw. And when you woke up,
and like
you were all pissed about me doing
it. Could clearly see
it
within
didn't
2 minutes
it
wasn't.
It didn't look like many other sells. I thought it was a very good sell job. The announcers played it well. It went really well. Everything went well after that. I mean, MJF gave one of the best promos that I've seen him ever give after that. How the fuck did they pull that off? That's where I was. I was impressed by everything. And watching it live in the moment, I thought it could have been real. Like, I thought it could have been legit. A shoot, not a work, if you will. And that bothers you. That's how I see things.
No. You're still missing the point. It doesn't bother me that you thought it was real. It bothered me that you didn't have any clue to the context of the conversation that was being had. And then when you chimed in, it seemed like you were mocking us because you hadn't paid any attention to the conversation.
So I'm not good enough to have a conversation with about it.
And it's not just this, Clark. It's been months.
But I'm good enough to host the show.
Anytime we post something about it, you get busy, or you have to go the other way. You have to be contrarian, or you have to make comments on things you're not even watching.
Okay.
That you say you're not watching. And then you said, clearly, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, you said, I think I'm done with wrestling. I'm not watching wrestling anymore. I don't like this. That's what you said. That's what you posted in there.
Yeah. No, I mean,
so if you're saying you don't want to do something and then you're bitching about things that are being said after it's being done, it seems like I just removed myself from the conversation. That's all I did.
No, I didn't see any
but
of that post.
You're taking offense to this.
No, I don't get it. Like, I'm supposed
to. And then you do that. Anytime you have an argument or something, you just keep saying over and over, I don't get things. I don't get things. You're doing it right now. Instead of listening to what I'm saying and responding to it, you just say, I don't get it. Well, that's frustrating. That's a frustrating way to have a conversation with somebody. We talk Roman Reigns. I say, well, you go, what's the bloodline? I explain to you what the bloodline is. You go, I don't get it. Still, you don't get it. It's not that you don't get it. You clearly get it. You just don't want to listen to what's being said. Instead of saying, I don't get it, maybe say, hey, I don't like it. That's fine. That's completely fine. But when you're saying you don't get it, then it's on me to try to explain more to you, which you just disregard. Where if you just said, hey, I don't like this. Okay, well, that's your opinion. It's not a popular opinion. You're in the minority, but that's fine. You're entitled to it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine. That's good. We can move on to other things.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't bring this up. This was you. I mean, I was talking to Bears. And you're over here so talking about how you can't watch. You don't like the way you watch wrestling.
I just want to know your critiques of the way that I watch the way that I watch Bears football, because we did that together last night for the first time. So perhaps I did that wrong as well. I don't know. I assumed.
Yeah. You don't know how to watch a game. You don't know how to watch anything.
I didn't get a chance to catch last night's Quantum Leap, and I'm pretty upset about it.
Well, I mean, you should. I mean, it's a horrible program, so, I mean, you can't even watch that right. You can't watch good television.
You don't watch it. You can't say that.
See? Exactly. Great point, Clark.
There
thank
you.
My opinion is not as informed as yours on the subject.
There you go.
Because you watch it, and I don't.
Okay. Exactly my point.
You know what? I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why is he leaping, Clark? Why is he leaping? I don't get it. How come he doesn't say, oh, boy, anymore? Is he supposed to say, oh, boy? What happened to Sam? Where's Sam? I don't get it.
It's not him.
What do you mean it's not him? I don't get it. What did Sam leap into this guy? Is that what happened? Did Sam leap into this guy, and now this is Sam, and we're just seeing
yes.
this guy?
We've got bots. We've got the sex bots. I've been waiting.
No.
The sex
that's
bots
my Uncle
made it.
Jimmy. He's promoting his.
That is
his
not promotion. Your Uncle Jimmy. Come on. Why do you say
Uncle
that?
Jimmy.
Why do you react
girls
like that?
In the city.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah. It is.
How do I get this? Put Uncle user Jimmy's in timeout. Block
his,
user on YouTube.
Cat.
I'm going to block your Uncle Jimmy. I'm sorry. Now.
All right. Well, I'll deal with that later. But you see, now that burden's on me. Now I have to deal with that.
Luke DeGuava, what's happening? Hey, he's there in Twitch. Join the Twitch. Join Facebook Live, wherever you are. Come join us. Hello to the podcast listener out there as well. But he wants to know, and I wondered that as well. It's probably time for Herbert to not be returning kicks if he's going to be, you know, used that much in the offense, which he is, which he needs to be. Like, let's not get him hurt.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, I thought we drafted this, you know, we got the 40-year-old virgin.
No,
we drafted Velveteen Dream, who can't not fumble the ball in his age.
I heard that he played last night.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, they drafted him, for God's sakes. Yeah, David Montgomery's gone, 100%.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be a Bear after this year. It's nice to have him. I like having the two of them back there right now. It's so damn good.
Actually, I would say 80% because the running back market's pretty open this coming year.
They dominated, Al. I would say dominated.
Yeah, I mean, they went into New England and they kicked some ass. And, you know, they got those three wins. I'm still projecting them at about four wins. So, you know, let's see hopefully we can get one more. I don't want to get too many, and then we're stuck drafting in the middle. You know, we're stuck drafting like 13 where you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying tank, you know, but we're not good, so.
Right. So, your guy Jones, Valus Jones, I don't know. I can't even find him here for the offense, how much he played. I'm just trying to see. I mean, oh, yeah, there it is. He was looks like 13 plays, 18%. He was out there. That's it.
Okay.
Montgomery was 56.
Of snaps.
Yeah. 18%
that's
of snaps.
Horrible for a rookie.
St. Brown was out there more than Monty. St. Brown, 59%.
42%. Okay.
Let's see here. Komet was out there for 96%.
Yeah. Guy needs to block and catch.
Herbert, a little bit less than Monty at 41% compared to his 56. And this was the amount of time out there.
It's good, man, getting those snap counts. You know, that stuff adds up, and, you know, next thing you know, you start making some plays. and your snaps will increase. I don't know what he did. Did he do anything? Did he catch a ball or?
No, I don't think so. Jones?
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. Holy crap. How could he do that?
Right. What does it matter? Who cares? There were so many other good things. Pettis making catches. They spread it around receivers, and Kmet made a couple. It was great. Everything was fantastic. That how that pass was beautiful. It looked like things that what good franchise quarterbacks do. On that screenplay to the left where Herbert got in the end zone, I mean, two guys just coming right at you. It's a screen, of course. And then he just got crushed. Fields got crushed, and he threw that sidearm knuckleball. It was, I mean, the only place he could put the damn thing to get it around the guy. It was fantastic.
Yeah, he also had a nice long ball to the sideline.
Yeah.
He's a legit quarterback. I keep saying this. I don't think the problem is him. I'm not going to say for certain he's the guy, but, I mean, he's a guy I want to put my marbles in right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but.
I mean, I want to stick with it. I like him and see what happens. Absolutely. I had somebody call me today to book a tour. They're coming up from Dallas on November 12th, and they're going to do a tour on the 12th, and the next day they're driving up to Green Bay to watch the Cowboys play against them. Oh. So I, of course, mentioned that I'm going to watch the Bears in Dallas this upcoming Sunday. And he said, well, you better tell that quarterback to watch his ass because that defensive front that we've got is coming for him. So.
Yeah, it's the Dallas Cowboys defense is legit right now. I mean, they are they're playing solid football, and that is definitely going to be a concern this coming week, given the fact that our offensive line has the problems it does. You know, even with a better game, you know, zero sacks last week, which is I'm looking at just red zone stats. Let me see overall game, but four sacks. I mean, they're still averaging about four sacks a game. So, you know, definitely three sacks a game. I mean, you got 6-2, 5-5, 4-4. So,
let's keep running the ball.
There's still problems there.
Yeah, some designed runs for Fields. Let's see what can happen. I mean, again, at this point, winning every damn game doesn't seem like a viable thing to even think about. Let's just keep developing this team. I don't know.
The Dallas offense is pretty discombobulated right now. So with the way our offense is playing, I mean, this is going to be another this is going to be a noontime snore fest, but most likely because our offense is, you know, pretty lethargic. Their offense is lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be a big game for both running backs.
Yeah.
In fantasy, I'm probably going to be looking at Zeke Elliott, who, you know, nobody touches anymore because he's pretty bad, but he's really cheap right now. And, he had a decent game last week against a team that wasn't very good against the run, and now he's got the Bears. So, you know, I think there's just going to be a lot of running the ball from both sides.
Yeah.
And, whoever runs the ball better is probably going to get it done.
Sounds like the fans down there, this fella I talked to today, like everybody's wanting more and more of Pollard out there. They say next year Zeke's going to be probably a salary cap cut.
Well, so, Pollard's a free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, his 4 years is almost up, but I think, you know, the fans are all talking, the sports radio there, that pay that guy, pay him. But I don't know. We'll see.
That's kind of the same problem they got into with Zeke. You know, he was the guy. They paid him. And then, you know, his production just kind of went downhill pretty quick after. You know, he went from being like an elite running back to a good running back almost overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly deteriorated to average. And I would say he's probably an average running back right now. I don't know if I would put him below average. But, you know, he touched the ball 15 times yesterday, 57 yards, 2 touchdowns. That's a 3.8 yard per carry average, which, you know, not great. He's not involved whatsoever in the passing game. So,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to bank my future on him. I don't know how much they're paying that guy, but or how what they could do to get out of the contract if it's to that point where he's cuttable. Tony Pollard, meanwhile, touched the ball 12 times for 83 yards. He put up 6.9 yards per carry. He was involved in the passing game. 2 targets, 2 catches, 26 yards.
Awesome.
So clearly they're moving more towards Pollard. He was involved in 41 snaps where Zeke was involved in, let's see here. So Pollard out-snapped him by about 10 snaps.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. I don't know. I'm going to try to enjoy that stadium that you've told me a lot about, and hope I get to see a good competitive football game.
It's funny. I remember nothing about the stadium except getting in, sitting in my seat, and it being like, oh, my God, this place is big. You know, I'm far away. And the sunlight coming in through the side windows, they were like, because of the way that they're like slanted windows and the way they're cut, like the setting sun, like the beams come through, like you see the sun. So that was pretty cool. I don't remember the concession stands whatsoever, which is weird.
No insight on concessions.
Nor do I remember ever going to a bathroom, which I mean, I was there like 9 hours. I had to have gone to a bathroom. So
was the roof open when you were there?
No.
Okay.
These places that have these retractable roofs don't use them, Clark. That's, you know, it's expensive to open those things, and like they jam. And
the last
like,
Super Bowl, the last Super Bowl played in Arizona, the roof was open.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about the name of the game, it was the Super Bowl. So they might want to try to, like, show everything off. But overall, they're not opening that thing.
Okay. Okay.
Hey. I mean, if you're in Arizona and it's 100 degrees, it's like if I went to your house in the middle of summer, it was 100 degrees outside, I wanted to leave the screen door open, you know, in your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, you could do it, but, like, you're just losing money because heat's getting escaping. Your air conditioner's escaping and heat's getting in.
Yeah, it opened in 2009, huh? It's getting a little older. AT&T. So you don't want a retractable out in the suburbs then?
No, I think it sounds nice. Like, if you put no thought into it, I think it's like a good idea. But the reality of it, like when you start looking at numbers and usage and, you know, the fact we're in Illinois and it's either going to be, you know, ass cold outside or, you know, brutally hot. It just doesn't make a lot of sense. There's not,
right.
You know, you're going to a place to be indoors. You can be indoors. It's fine.
Yeah.
You want to go to the beach? You know, if they put a retractable roof on the beach, that would be a problem.
I'd like it to be retractable, but I'm open. I'll go sit inside and watch football. That'll be great. Hey, Lick the Palm asks, the question I've been thinking about today, you shoot for 40 or you take that knee at the end of the game there. Eberflus chose to take the knee, sign of respect, I think, for Belichick, just saying hey. And then Belichick, of course, had the team take the knee as well. I heard this on the radio today. I forget who said it, but the act of actually taking a knee is kind of a baller move. It's like, we took a knee out of respect, you know? We were winning that well when it came down to it. We didn't need to do anything else. Nothing had to be done.
Well, you know, given the fact that Justin Fields is my quarterback in the Scott Fishbowl, and I needed the points, I wish he would have ran in for a touchdown. But if fantasy was not a factor, I would absolutely say taking the knee is appropriate.
Same, yeah. Absolutely. Our big money team, we just needed one more. No, a few more field goals. We had the wrong kicker. If we'd had the Bears kicker, we'd have been good to go.
Well, I took a big loss this week in the Scott Fishbowl.
Hello, I follow you.
I moved down to 10-4 now, and I'm ranked 410 out of the 3,000. So still okay. I thought I was going to take a big hit, and I didn't. So.
Okay. Al, Guava says no one's going to remember the knee. That 40 stays in the books forever. Sure. I'm there.
Nobody remembers the point total of a game, a meaningless game in the middle of the season.
If the Bears score 40, I'd remember that.
You're not going to remember that the Bears blew out the Patriots and Bill Belichick's big game?
I remember the last time the Bears played there, they got blown out by the Patriots. There were 2 weeks in a row there. The Patriots and the Packers blew the Bears right out the water.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill Belichick didn't miss making history because the guy is history. So, I mean, that win is coming. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get this year. I mean, this was the layup, and he missed it because the Patriots aren't a very good team. So, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for that team to get some wins.
Sure.
You know, for example, they're playing the Jets this week, and my God, there's no one tougher than the Jets. So I guess he has another good chance this week as well.
Right.
Against the New York Jets. But I assume their schedule will get difficult at some point. Although it doesn't seem to be right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know. Do you think Belichick made the right call making the switch in quarterback? When it comes down to it,
I don't know the circumstance. I don't know if like he felt Mac wasn't fully healed yet,
yeah,
and just felt like he wasn't committed. I don't know if it was a statement to Mac or maybe he's just looking to make a change. He liked the way Bailey had been playing.
Yeah, Zippo said Coach Belichick did a great job of communicating to both me and Mac. I think both me and Mac, what we want best is we want to win. The past several weeks, I've been preparing like I have, like I was one play away, and I'm going to continue to do that the rest of the year. I saw a video of him today sitting on the sidelines, that other quarterback, Billy. Is it Billy Zappi? Zippo?
Yeah.
Bailey, yeah. Singing along to the stadium playing Stacy's Mom.
She's got it going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's not going to be a part of Belichick's 30 for 30. Come on. Guava says that game last night is going to be getting blown out by the Bears is going to be part of Belichick's 30 for 30. No.
Yeah, I'm taking the under on that one.
They will put the Bears in the 30 for 30 because they'll mention, you know, the New England Patriots history before he got there, probably. And they'll talk a little bit about 46 to 10.
Hopefully. That would be fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Well, it's finally a nice night in the attic. I don't know if I want to go grocery shopping tonight. I have to, though. There's no food in the house. So I'm kind of like between a rock and a hard place. Yeah. I don't understand when you go grocery shopping, when you're done and you pay the bill, they hand you like a War and Peace written on a receipt. Like, if you notice that, you get like 12 pages of paper.
Sure.
As a receipt now. I don't, you know, too much.
Just email that thing to me. Email it to me. That's all I want. Just email me the damn receipt. I go to Home Depot now, you know, and they'll email me my receipt. But they also print it. They're like, do you want to print and email? And I'm like, no, just fucking email it. I don't need the paper. Yeah. Like, you don't have to print that shit. Send it.
Just send it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Send it.
Just send it.
So I was watching, El Rey this morning.
Vicente
found himself
that.
In Nicaragua, where he was he's being held hostage by the president of the country. He's forcing him to sing to get his manager out of trouble, but he doesn't want to be involved in any politics whatsoever. So there's a big problem. And his wife just found out he's being held hostage in he's been held hostage there. So she went to the embassy to get results. So we'll see what happens. Exciting times.
I'm a little concerned to ask you this, but is it Like, do you feel that's a legit part of the story? Is that actual what happened, or is it play? Was that part kind of indulged upon? Being held hostage and all of that.
I don't know. Like, I of course I Googled it, and I find no evidence of this ever happening. I found evidence of him being asked to sing at the Republican National Convention, and he got there, and then they wanted him to sing a certain song. Instead, okay. He sang a song that was like the national anthem for immigrants. So, like, that pissed them off. And then he got into a big war with Donald Trump before he died. Oh. So, you know, so there was that. But I didn't see anything about him and the president of Nicaragua. Oh, I can't say that country. And so I don't know. I mean, a lot of the stories in this show seem extremely unrealistic.
Okay.
So I'm guessing, I don't know. I just don't, I can't figure it out. And then the problem is, you know, I don't speak Spanish. So like when I Google things, I mean, I find very basic stuff, you know, written in English, where there might be a lot more in-depth information in Spanish. I did find that one of his kids were kidnapped in 1998, and the kid was kidnapped for like 3 months, and they cut off two of his fingers, and Vince Fernandez had to drop $3 million from a plane to get him back.
Wow. Yeah.
Like, that's a good story. I hope that's in the movie, in the
sure.
miniseries.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, that's all that's going on. And then, you know, I've just been playing some. Yeah, oh my god. Have you seen the new Halloween movie?
No, it's ending though. It's over.
Yeah, everyone hates it. I was never a big fan of Halloween. I'm trying to go back and watch the old ones and then check this one out. But
oh, my goodness. Sesame seeds out there from Tomball, Texas. We will win all the Super Bowls. First thing I said to my sister this morning, I said, Super Bears, Super Bowls. She said, you Bears fans all do this. And, I mean, I was being sarcastic, Al, is what I was being. And she picked up on that for me. And I was being sarcastic, but sometimes the meatball wants to take over. Like last night. Oh, we didn't bring up that your buddy, the sitting behind us at the beginning, which before we got to a seat that was acceptable for you, before we got to a table that was acceptable, because Lord knows, do not let an NBA game be on in Al's vision if he comes to sit at a table to watch the Bears.
Well, you know, you gave me the fake illusion of having a choice, which I knew was bullshit to begin with. You and your neighbor were just going to pick a place you guys wanted to go, regardless of what input I had. So you pick a place, and I look at the pictures, and all the pictures are of a shitty TV view. So I hit you up. I go, hey, man, you know, this place looks good, but the pictures on the website
so
don't
you
show
walk
really
in with a preconceived idea of not wanting to like it.
That was my one issue going in, and I hit you up about it, and you go, no, I've seen a Bulls game there. There's not a bad seat in the house.
No,
which for
not.
A Bulls game is true. Even last night it was true.
There you go.
The Bulls game you can find easily. So I walk in, and, you know, you and the buddy are sitting at a table for date night, you know, just the two of you. And a single there's a candle in the middle of the table.
Yep.
And there's no room.
Obviously just being so rude to Al. Who's coming to join us?
It's a two-person table.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, you know, I get there and like, you know, I can tell you guys didn't want me there anyway. So
oh, didn't want you there anyway.
Sit down.
Oh my god. Go on.
That's true though.
Go on.
Is there anything? Was it not a two-person table?
This is fact.
Okay.
Yes, it was a two-person table.
And I understand the situation. Like maybe you were trying to get another bigger table, but you couldn't. But the fact is I walked into a two-person table.
Yes, absolutely.
So then none of the seats are designed for that side chair. So I get the side chair at the table, which is fine. But the table closest to me where if I were just to naturally, I can't look straight. It's too far. So if I look to the left, which there's a TV right there, it's the natural place to look. It's a Bulls game on. Claire Isabel. If I look to the other side, I got to really turn my neck, and it actually hurt my neck to see the Bears game, and it was still pretty far. So I would look and watch it over there, but then my neck would be like, hey, this isn't natural. Can we find another place to look? So I would look to the other way, and every time I would look the other way, I would see the Bulls game. So it was just a bad – it was a bad view. It was. I mean, you know, right. You expect me not to bitch, but
– but you – like – here's the thing. Like, I was not prepped for your arrival at the time either. So I hadn't had a chance to grab a chair to really have a chance to say, hey, Al had mentioned something about the TVs. I want to make sure that he has a good spot for it. What had happened there, you had – the last text that I had in regards to it was – and this is after you asked, doesn't look like much in the way of TVs. And I said, hey, I went and watched the Bulls once. There seems to be a good TV view from almost every table. And you said, all right. I might watch the first half with the neighbor next door, then head that way. I said, that sounds good. And that was earlier in the day at 4:54 p.m. The next time that I have any interaction with you is when you walked in well before the second half. So I hadn't even gotten a chair yet at this point. And yes, when we walked in to the said place, said establishment, there weren't any options for more than two people at a seat. I looked over at the bar. Maybe we could find three seats together. That'd be perfect. You know, there's a lot of TVs right there. There wasn't, right? There wasn't.
Thank
that.
You. Justice so, for Al's neck. Hashtag so we had, justice for Al's
get
neck.
Get out of here. Don't hashtag that shit. Get out of here. Get out of here. Don't. No. No. Oh, get
yes.
out of here.
See?
Come on.
People understand, Clark. And then you, like, anytime I make a comment, like, anytime I have an opinion on everything, you feel the need to have to solve it. And you take it like I'm bitching up a big storm. I'm just like, hey, look, you know, I got a bad view of the TVs, and you know, you're hey, you know, it's a two person table. Oh, well, you run and you get me a chair. Like I could have gotten a chair. Like give me a second to settle down, say hello, and then all of a sudden you're making it seem like I'm having all these demands.
My apologies. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for trying to make things great. I'm sorry for trying to. Invite. I didn't want you to be there, though. You're right. I didn't want you to be there. Come on, buddy.
Oh, thank God. You've admitted it.
And then I found you. And then we found another table. And I think that worked. We found another table after halftime, after things got going. The fellas left their table. The one guy in the Tom Brady jersey that looked like he bought in 2002. Very good chance.
Yeah, definitely.
And he was right behind you, too, obviously. So you were getting the annoying.
If the Bears were to lose that game, he would have been insufferable. But thankfully, they pulled it off, and that quieted him down drastically once the Bears started taking a lead.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, he only piped up there for those two, 3 minutes where things were going well for their team. I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
This is ridiculous.
The best candy. And this is completely wrong. Like this is a bad take. The best candy
That's
on Halloween
ridiculous.
Is the black orange peanut butter weird candy.
No, I mean they're good.
Yeah,
I'm on your side. They are good.
It's like eggnog.
It is a good candy,
but I'll tell you,
it
only pops up once a year.
The only answer, and Elijah's wrong here. The only answer is Clark Bars, 100%. Not Butterfingers. The better version of the Butterfinger, the better finger, if you will, as we know, is the Clark Bar. Absolutely.
Clark Bars are gross.
I need to go find. Get out of here. Come on.
Those and the Babe Ruths, they're both gross.
What?
Yeah, I don't like either of them. I'm not even a Snickers guy, man. I like, you know, and I know this is an unpopular take.
I'm not like a Snickers. Do you have a peanut allergy?
I'm a fan of the Three Musketeer, and I know that's not popular.
Oh,
but...
I like a Three Musketeer. Why wouldn't you? I don't think I'm gonna eat a full size though. Give me the Halloween size, and not.
I'm a big fan.
What do you think of houses that give away the little tiny version? Not the you know Halloween size, but the small.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Isn't
yeah,
that
the
biggest
the bite size?
Yeah, isn't that the biggest bunch of bullshit? I'm just saying.
If they give you one, yeah. They give you like a handful.
You're
right.
You're right. If you're still getting more, we'll see. I got to rethink these things now. I don't know.
Yeah, Milky Way's okay.
My flight on Monday gets in at 12:48, hopefully with enough time to make it for, I mean, there should be plenty of time to make it for trick-or-treating on Monday, right? But I'm just wondering, like, what do I do if I don't make it back? Do I, like, set the table for an apology now just in case? Or do I just not bring it up in hoping that things are good?
Well, I think, you know, the kids probably need to go to Margie's to make up for it and get some gourmet candy. Get a gourmet box of candy on a Sunday the day after as an apology from Dad. I think that would solve everything. But
no, I think the kids will forget about it tomorrow. But we'll see.
As an adult, the best is a bear. The worst is a hidden razor.
Hidden razors.
Yeah, hidden razors. Is that a real thing?
No.
Like, I don't think that's
no, I don't think it's a real thing. That's bullshit. There's a house that always gives out, like, fireball, little fireball shooters around here somewhere.
You don't take the kids' candy in for the X-ray, do you?
No. Is that a real thing? Is there somewhere X-ray and candy?
I remember in the 80s, it was totally a thing when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think it's just this fear that just got pushed everywhere. You heard a story about a town over, you know, it was always a town over. It was never your best friend who had that happen to him.
I think it was more urban myth than legend than actual. Yeah, I'm looking at the Clark Bar, and I got to say, it doesn't sound too bad.
It's not.
It's not a great, you know, it's very similar to the Butterfinger.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not sure which one first. The Butterfinger came out in 1923.
1917. 1917, 105 years ago. The Clark Bar
David
is
L.
a candy.
Clark.
The Clark Bar is a candy consisting of a crispy peanut butter spun taffy core, originally with a caramel center, and coated in milk chocolate.
Ooh. David Lytle Clark invented it. That's where it gets its name from.
Nice. It was the first American combination candy bar to achieve nationwide success.
He came to America from Ireland with his family.
Love it.
He began making candy at 19. I think you're behind the ball. I want to invent a candy. I think there should be a Larcher bar.
Huh?
Yeah. You heard me. You know what else I like? I like the...
That's a great point. We did. We got candy right a long time ago. Guava just said almost every candy bar is 100 years old or right thereabouts.
Yeah, that's true. We kind of... It's like I don't think there's going to be a lot of inventions in the taco after, you know, the 2020s, you know, the last, you know, 40 years of tacos have really taken a new level. But, yeah, Chicago also a big center of candy.
All right.
What are the long ones called, Clark? You know what I'm talking about? There's like a strawberry, there's a chocolate, there's a vanilla.
Hang on.
They're bigger. They're the biggest candy bars. They got like that soft center, like the nougat center.
Nah, we're going to need some help on that
Chew,
one.
Thank you.
Charleston Chew. Never
Charleston
been big
Chew.
On them. I don't know if they were. I've heard of them.
Oh,
let
you
me see.
Freeze
yeah.
them and you
oh,
drop
yeah,
them
yeah,
and
yeah,
they
yeah,
break
yeah,
into pieces.
Yeah.
And...
I've had them. They're all right. You brought up Rolos a couple weeks back, and I think that's an underrated candy.
Yeah, I remember really liking them as a kid, and I think I tried them recently after we talked about it. I'm like, they're kind of waxy.
Okay. Are you ready for
really
a Halloween candy draft?
Always, man. You know what I really got into recently is crackers, like quality crackers. So sesame seed would probably appreciate that because you got to have a good sesame seed on your cracker.
Okay. All right.
You know, when I go grocery shopping and I get to the cracker aisle, I think to myself, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, kings and queens would sit there and try different crackers. And that was like the big deal at the time. So, like, you're like a king when you go grocery shopping. Always remember that.
Fair. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Oh, are you talking about a real draft there?
Sure.
There's got to be some rules. Cause
what are the
obviously
rules?
Obviously, the size does not matter, okay? There's no size differential.
I've never thought size mattered, Al. So we're good.
Okay, good, good. Me neither. Never,
good. Just want to get that out.
The size does not matter. It's technique and the candy Joe's choosing. You know, coins don't count. It has to be a candy, right? There's no, you know, no apples, no nickels, none of that. None of that counts. No $5 bills.
Are you gonna do your peanut butter ones that Aunt Rita always had at her house that you just talked about in the red and black or in the orange and black?
No, because I know you're not a big fan of it. So I mean, I can get.
Oh no, I said I like them. I liked them. But yeah. Okay.
I would say for the first pick, I'm going to take a Reese's peanut butter cup.
God damn it. This isn't good.
I just think that's like the quarterback. Like that's the 1-1.
All right. Hang on. Let me create a note this time just so we can have this one documented. So you're going with the Reese's peanut butter cup.
I'm going with the peanut butter cup.
All right. Hang on. And then I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Twix.
Bart Simpson loved the Twix. I like the Twix, too. You know, but it counts as a cookie, so we're going to have to disqualify that one. But
No, I mean, we're saying Halloween candy. Like, if it's passed out at candy, then you're good
relax,
to go.
Relax. I'm just fucking with you. For my second pick, I'm going to take the Starburst.
Oof.
I only like them around Halloween time, though, oddly enough. They're always fun to get in the bag.
All right.
But
for my next pick, I am going to take the I'm going to go with a classic, a Tootsie Roll.
Okay. I recently purchased, I was at Butera's Food Mart.
Yeah.
And they had like a large Tootsie Roll on sale. And I grabbed the Tootsie Roll, and I got to say, pretty damn good. I think it's a reach. I think Starburst is better than the Tootsie Roll. I'm going to go with a classic. I'm going to take the standard. I'm just going to go with a nice Hershey bar.
Okay. Hershey bar. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Reese's Pieces.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it's like, so, like, I drafted Stefan Cook, the Cooks from the Minnesota Vikings.
Uh-huh.
You drafted the Cooks from
so
the
So you're saying
Bills.
You drafted Detroit St. Brown, and I drafted the Bears St.
Yes,
Brown. Come
exactly,
on.
Exactly, yeah.
You drafted Peyton, and I drafted Eli. I get it. Great. Neat.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Good story.
I'm not a fan of it, but obviously I want to appease
Wait.
So I'm
going to
take...
You son
I'm going to take the Snickers.
You son of a bitch. I'm holding on to that one knowing that I can get it late, and you're going to pull this shit
what
you mentioned earlier? That's Snickers. Some sneaky bullshit right here, Larcher. That's some sneaky bullshit. You know what I'm going to take? I'm going to take the Butterfinger. I'm not that big of a fan of it myself, but I'm going to go with it.
Good.
Because I recognize
that's the
good.
Bart Simpson candy.
Yes, it is. It's not the Butterfinger, but I'll take it.
I'm going to take the Milky Way.
That's, I mean, if you want to stick in the Snickers thing, that's fine, but I like a little more variety because the Milky Way is so close to a Snickers.
I have Starburst. I have actual candy. Where are you in the candy board?
You needn't worry about this. All right. Up next for me, it's my turn, right? M&M's.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I'm going to take Skittles.
Man, you got the rainbow all over the place here. That'll do. All right, so right now you're at Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Starburst, Hershey Bar, Snickers, Milky Way, Skittles. And then I'm at Twix, Tootsie Roll, Reese's Pieces, Butterfingers, M&M's, and, give me some Nerds.
No, how are you going to get the little boxes? Okay.
Yeah. You said size doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter.
You're right. But you don't want loose candy. But it's fine. They come in the little boxes.
They do.
I remember.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are we done or do I have a pick?
Hang on a minute here. Well, we've done six rounds. We didn't have rules. How many rounds are we going?
I thought, well, you said, what is your top five? So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that was before we got to this. Let's go. This one you can go to 10, I think, easily. I mean, I think we're still rolling, all don't right. you?
Sure. I would have kept a list going for myself, just so I know. But
I've got your list.
Let's rock it.
All right. Is it my turn?
I think it's my turn.
Nope.
I'm going.
Hang on.
No.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, it's your turn.
Thank you. Just because it's my favorite, I'm going to take the Three Musketeers.
Okay. I'm going to go with Blow Pops.
Yeah, Blow Pops are good. I remember back in the day, they were brand new. The blueberry pop just came out when I was like my last year of trick-or-treating.
Didn't you say that somebody's dad invented the blueberry blow pop or something? Wait, no, what was that last night? What was that?
My friend's dad, he invented the blue marshmallow.
Oh, that's such bullshit. That's such bullshit. I don't know anybody who hates on the Three Musketeers.
I just don't think it's that popular of a candy. Like, whenever I'd grab it, people would be like, oh. So maybe it's just my perception that people don't like it, but yeah, I love those. And they're always like, no one ever grabs the Three Musketeers. It's always the fucking Snicker, and I will take a Three Musketeer over a Snicker any day.
Yeah.
Except in the draft.
Yeah. Wait, where are we? Oh, I just said Blow Pops, right?
Yeah, you said Blow Pops. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting that corn candy because everybody loves the corn candy.
Mm, but, candy corn?
Oh, yeah, so good. I mean, did you take the Kit Kat? I feel like you took the Kit Kat early.
I did not.
Or was it Twix? Okay, I'm going to take
not.
The Kit
I'll
Kat.
I'll be honest. All right. Damn it. I'm going to go with a dark horse here, and I'm going to rock with this one's very controversial amongst candy folks, in my opinion. And I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Whoppers.
Yeah, I'm going to, not a huge fan, but not like anti-Whopper. I like malt. And that's just, all you're eating is malt.
Yeah.
So they make me want to drink a chocolate malt. I'm going to stay local. I'm going to go with the local candy. And I'm going to go with the Chicago classic of the bottle caps.
The bottle caps? Hang on.
Yeah.
Like the.
You got to get yourself some good bottle caps.
I've got to look those up. Bottle.
The Willy Wonka.
Like you rip the top off and there's like juice in it? Is that? Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
I'm talking about the chalky, you know, different flavored.
Yep. Now I see it. That rings a bell. Yes, absolutely. All right. Are we there? Okay. I have
what
eight.
Round is this?
I have eight. You're at nine. I'm about to go with nine here. And, man, this one could be a dud for me. But I think I'm going to go with Twizzlers.
Okay. That's not bad.
All right.
I'm gonna go with the black and orange Halloween candy. I'm gonna stand by my convictions.
And to wrap it up, I mean, I could get in trouble here, but I'm gonna go with the Clark Bar.
Very nice.
And there's our top 10 candy draft. That's not bad.
No. I was trying to get some history on the black and orange candy, but it's a 16-minute YouTube video.
I mean, if you just want to turn that on and we can kind of, you know, turn off our cameras, dim our mics.
We've already lost half our listeners with the candy draft itself, so.
Oh, you're telling me the candy draft didn't bring everybody in?
Yeah, I don't know why. I clearly won the candy draft, so, I mean, that was good. That was fun. Fun little exercise.
I don't know about clearly.
So they're called peanut butter kisses.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost went Hershey kisses after you mentioned Hershey bars. But I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah, I feel like they're one and the same. They're just different. shape.
Well, were you going to call me out? You kind of did, but then what do you think of what am I asking about? Oh, of me going with Reese's Pieces after you went with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup to start out.
I thought about throwing in the flag, but, you know, the hard candy shell makes it a different candy.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids call them M&Ms, and I'm like, you can't do that. I think you're fucking this up. We got to figure this out. We got to fix this one. So we'll see. My number one overall pick would have been the same. I would have also gone with Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Al.
So the orange and – are you still there? Okay, you're there. The orange and black candies, and this is from a very misleading headlined article, the history behind those gross peanut butter kisses. They've been around since 1900.
Yep.
Mary Jane Taffy invented them by folding peanut butter into molasses-flavored taffy.
I'm going to guess something big has changed
really
about them.
History lesson.
I'm going to guess something big has changed about them since.
No, it was kind of clickbait. There really wasn't anything to that article. Except that they came around in 1920.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, there we go.
Man, I got to tell you, I like the closer shot of you better than the long shot.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not a fan of that camera. Sorry. We'll get it figured out next week. I spent another 3 hours on it here before the show.
And then you got that, what is it, a Diet Dr. Pepper bottle in the shot there?
Oh, it's Gatorade.
Oh, Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, you know, in the future, we'll probably have to have the Gatorade flavor draft.
When I was a kid, Gatorade had a flavor. You know what it was called? Gatorade.
Gatorade, yeah. That's not completely true because, like, we definitely in our lifetime only had one Gatorade flavor.
Maybe. Right, when we were real little.
But we were fairly – like, I remember being in high school in football and, like, all the Gatorade Rush flavors came out, the purple and the blue and,
right.
And the white. So, I mean, that was like freshman year of high school. So, yeah, I mean, I guess most of our childhood. But Gatorade wasn't that popular of a drink up until that point. Like, it was definitely in the case. You definitely had it after, like, Little League games and stuff. But
right.
Like, we consume it now, like, constantly.
Right. Now it's, yeah, you get it in a small thing at the convenience store. It's right there, ready.
Yeah,
for
it's
you.
Pretty. It's just really standard.
Absolutely.
You know what I miss is the Clearly Canadian. Those were that. Now that was a drink.
What was that?
It was like a clear flavored water, like stuff.
Okay.
It was clear, and it was like different flavors, like cherry, and you know, it was carbonated. I'm sure a lot of sugar. I don't know whatever happened to those. Anyways.
Yeah, me neither.
I like the clear Pepsi. I wish they would have stuck with, you know, instead of having it every 30 years.
Yeah, that one came back when Lauren was pregnant with our first one. Because I went out
to... Yeah,
that
came back when I was like, strict on my diet.
There was only one night that she wanted, like, had, like, a craving, and it was grape soda. So I went out to get her grape soda, and that Jewel had the clear Pepsi, and I got one. It was fine.
You a fan of the Tahitian Village?
Nope. Not sure what that is.
Well, yeah, it's because, you know, you didn't grow up on the streets like I did, man. You get a 3 liter of Tahitian Village, and you're set for the weekend, man.
There you go.
My peeps understand what I'm saying. Straight out of low cash.
Where did Pettis get that 29 yards on rushing? Did he have an end around or was there a like a pitch back?
Yeah, it was like a little it was like a split eye or I think it was a strong formation. I think he was lined up I think he was lined up in the running back spot.
Okay.
If I remember right. It was just a He ran to the right. I remember him running to the right side. It was a good play.
Wow, that could have gone really poorly. Fields had four fumbles. None lost.
Right. Thank God. That's like a 6-point penalty in the Scott Fishbowl.
Wow. Yeah, that would have hurt. Smith had 12 total tackles, eight solo out there. The only sack of the night for the Bears.
Well, as you know, fantasy was a week of injuries. You know, St. Brown went out after a play, and then, you know, Breece Hall, who I had like just a ton of exposure on. You did too.
He's gone.
Yeah, that was sad.
Yep. I'm holding on to him in my keeper league. I'm not sure if it's going to be worth it or not.
Probably.
I forget where I drafted him. I need to go take a look at that.
I hate keeper leagues. I've never played in. I haven't played one in like a decade, and I get the enjoyment of them, but
you've played one in the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, okay, that technically is a keeper league, but it's like you get two keepers. I'm talking like a full blown keeper league, like a legit keeper.
Oh, like a dynasty, like it's your team.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Those are like people who play fantasy football always say that that's the most fun. And those are the best leagues. And there's some high-stake ones. As a matter of fact, the FFPC has. Like, you could buy a team and, you know, play it for years. I think you just have to commit, you know, every year to the entry fee.
Yeah.
And they take a deposit. They take a deposit if you pull out early.
Sesame Seed must be typing on the phone. There's as many typos as I normally have in a text conversation coming through. Patriots stuck in, man, and then they couldn't keep up after Kmet crack blocked.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know what that means.
He got penalized for it, I think.
He's in this is all Twitch, huh? It's where everyone goes.
A lot of those are, yeah. I mean, you can see it has a little purple thing on it. That's how you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm looking at. It's all Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use the Twitch that much. I use the Discord. I'm a Discord guy.
Your Discord. Nice.
Yeah. That's where when we did the Dungeons and Dragons and a lot of my fantasy info. So you had a question, and I'm still not sure of the answer. You're going to be in Dallas, Texas this week. They don't allow the DraftKings. But I think you could buy the game in Illinois and reserve the spot. And be able to edit it from Texas. But I didn't find absolute clarification on that. I might put that in the Establish the Run Discord.
Is there somewhere to ask around there?
Answer. Yeah. I'd ask DraftKings themselves, but, you know, they'd probably suspend me. So,
what happens if I leave a state that permits sports gambling after I placed a bet that has not yet resulted? Now, that's just for betting for DraftKings.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to pop the Discord right now. I'm going to throw it in the Establish the Run Discord and see if we can get an answer.
Somebody over here says there's three ways that they can think of. The first is the easiest and not against DraftKings rules. Enter contests from a location where DFS is not banned. You can then modify your contest entries when you arrive in the location where DFS is banned. This method works best when playing contests that are posted several days before locking in, such as NFL or PGA.
Okay, so there's your answer. So if I were you, what I would do is, like, because you're not going to have as much time, I would reserve that team, like, right now, because you'll forget. For our game, so you at least in the league game, I will, instead of spending, like, you know, I don't know how much you spend per week, but I would get like a $50 single entry and just play that.
Okay.
Just go balls in on that team.
I could also
still have some fun.
Do a remote desktop with my desktop back home.
Yeah, maybe.
Which is less chance of getting caught, but this is legal. It doesn't sound like it's against the rules. So the other way. So I'll just do it that way. I'll reserve them, put the money in. That makes all the sense.
Because there's like a there's an established run game that fills pretty quick. So I reserve it almost immediately. Like actually, I do it Friday night. I reserve a couple games I want to be in.
Will Clark buy cowboy boots or a hat? Maybe a big belt buckle. One, I already got the boots. I think I'm going to wear them. Two, I think maybe a belt buckle. I've thought about the hat, but I mean, I don't think I can pull that off anywhere else outside of Texas.
Well, the problem is we live in the Windy City, and the hat generally.
That's a good point.
As a guy who's worn a lot of cowboy hats in my day, you know, when I went to college downtown Chicago, I went to Columbia College. I used to wear a cowboy hat. And I found that the wind would I was a weird kid. The wind would blow the hat quite often. It was
cowboy,
like
take me away.
Now, you've lost a lot of weight. You know, you look very svelte and sleek and good.
Thank
you. So, you know, maybe you could finally wear a big belt buckle. Like, I would be a belt buckle guy, but I'm just too fucking fat. You know, I can't. Like, there's no... You know, Charlie Daniels was the only fat man that ever pulled off a belt buckle.
Yep. Yep.
Because I put a belt buckle on, it's like a fucking shield. It looks like I'm walking around with a hubcap around
my
waist.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'll see what I can do. I think belt buckle would be the answer, probably. You make a good point with the whole wind. That's what I'll do. Hey, do you ever watch Black Mirror?
No, I've heard a lot about it, but I never did.
If you ever do, start with any episode besides the very first one. I could catch up on it. I lost interest in it just because some of them are so far out there.
Come to think of it, I might have watched the first couple of episodes.
Okay. The first one involved a pig. Yeah.
Something about, right, yeah.
Yeah.
They were eating the pig or something. They turned into a pig.
I don't think it was eating, but yeah. But I don't remember it that way, but I don't know. There were some episodes better than others, and I enjoyed it. I think tonight's probably going to be an episode of Walking Dead. Sorry, bud.
Always.
It's almost over, though, and I don't think I'm going to do the spinoffs. We'll see. There's only about 3 or 4 new spinoffs coming. We'll see what happens.
Really into that, the zombies, you know, that's...
I like that vampire one on HBO, too, with Anna Paquin.
I've never gotten into vampires outside of Ed Wood.
Hmm.
I've never been into vampires. I've never been into zombies. Really horror monsters in general. I like Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Growing up.
I watched a lot of the Peyton cast last night.
I was with you. I didn't see you watching the Peyton game.
When I got home. And then I finished that up today when I was doing schedules this afternoon.
The Bears game plan tonight, Eli, is keep this game close. Have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter. Keep the game close. No turnovers. Have a shot in the fourth. That's the game plan.
He said that early on. That changed. He was very excited. Loved the play call with the Khalil Mack. The Khalil Herbert. He said that's the play for that because they were bringing everybody up and he was calling it. And he's like, come on, guys. And it worked. It was amazing. Fantastic.
I told you this last night, but I think the listeners should know. I met a girl who was named after Peyton Manning because her father played Little League football with Peyton Manning.
Yeah. She's from Chicago, right?
Yeah. When she went to put a song in, she goes, my name's Peyton, like Manning. And I go, no, you're in Chicago, Peyton, like Walter. And then she explained her dad played Little League football with Peyton Manning.
We talking Looney Tunes. That's what we talking.
Didn't mean to pop your drop.
No, it sounded, I mean, they sounded like they were working together.
Yeah, I did. I liked it. Glad you did, too. So,
maybe you should get like a cowboy hat. I think you'd be good in one.
You told me not to use a green screen anymore, Al. So I'm not. I'm not
yeah,
doing
it. Yeah, I mean, I didn't say don't. I mean, I just think your background is, you know, especially the close-up shot is cool.
You like the close-up shot?
a much better – like, you – like, seeing the board and you from a distance isn't as good as, like, a normal shot of you. Like, like you can see the face and
– oh, it's not working. I – earlier – oh, yeah, it's not. See, notice this screen. I've got the little Sports Attic logo right over here, right there. See? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. So
– that's much better.
No.
It's grainy, which is a problem, but it's not as crisp. But the shot itself is better. Like, you should consider putting your other camera to make it more like this shot. Plus, it shows that background, which is actually really cool, instead of, like, a giant empty space of green.
No. I like this. This is the one. This is...
I think the other shot's 100 times better. But, well, you know, what do I know?
Yeah, you know... This is great for the where did you go? How do we get you back on there?
Oh, we don't need that. I prefer just being the voice. The mystery voice of reason.
This is ridiculous.
You don't even know how to watch our show right, Clark.
No, I don't know how to watch anything right. You'd hate watching The Walking Dead with me.
Clearly.
You would hate watching The Walking Dead with me. I generally bring up like how I'm like, I don't really buy into this story. I think they're making it up. I think that.
Yes.
I think
are the zombies real? Now, when they go home, are they still zombies or is it just makeup?
Are they wearing the makeup? Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't understand.
Me neither. What the hell? You stumped me with this, Al. There you go. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. So, anyways, hey now. Hey, we're back.
Oh, I see. All right. Oh.
Oh.
Good show.
So, will there be a show next week, or will you still be in Texas?
I don't know. I mean, I'm back on Monday, so... We'll see. Monday's Halloween. I might not be able to do the Sports Attic, but I'd be able to do the other by Friday. Just depends on how things went back here. I told my mom that I'd be gone, and she said, well, who's going to help Lauren with the girls? And I was like, well, what would I do? Like, nobody'd come over to help me with the girls. If, like,
yeah.
I'm her dad. I'm their dad. I can do this. I know how to do this. So I don't know. Brother.
I don't know either.
Same.
Well, I mean, I don't know what more can be said. No Lou call tonight. I was kind of expecting Lou to call in.
Wanted to talk about getting James Robinson on those JETS Jets.
Yeah, I don't have any exposure of James Robinson anywhere. I do have some Travis Etienne, so I'm excited about that finally James Robinson's out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been slowly getting reduced in snaps.
Yep.
But, yeah, including the Scott Fishbowl. I mean, I have Travis, so that's a big it's a big get. I got to see the buys this week. That's always a problem.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of that time of the year.
Yep.
Oh, I don't want to work on free agency tonight, but, man, going to have to.
Got to do it. Yeah, if we get rolling now, it could save me some face for the trip because I could help with bedtime tonight, which I don't usually do on this.
All right, well.
You're not going to go shopping?
I'm debating. We'll see here.
All right. Let me... For next week, if you don't mind, let me play it by ear, like the first night or two of Dallas.
My dog stepped on a bee.
Or we can just call it now. It's up to you. I don't want to take your time up or whatever.
All right. Well,
be selfish. Whatever you want to do. I'm in.
Cool. Well, why don't we'll skip next week then. Just so
all
we
right.
Can, so it's just not even an issue. Okay. No,
yeah.
All right.
Hey. Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Sounds good.
That'll do. Yep.
There's no blueprint on how to beat you.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Keep this game close. Have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter.
What a stupid turnover.
Have a shot in the fourth. That's the game
play. If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you with the Sports Attic in 2 weeks. We'll be back this week on Friday morning before I fly out. Friday morning, grab the Sports Attic Daily Fantasy Show. Take it with you.
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
Good night.
Adios, amigos.